This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey dude, I come from the richest family in Ballintemple, measured by the number of times one of us says, "What's a mortgage?" We're doing secret Santa in our house for the family and our domestic staff. It makes them feel treasured and equal to us, even if their contract explicitly prohibits them from saying hello to us if we bump into them in town. As if we'd be seen dead on North Main Street. Anyway, I drew the cook in secret Santa this year, an attractive in a rough kind of way Northsider called Tina. This screams 5 euro edible underwear to me. Do you think that might send the wrong kind of signal? Ed, Ballintemple.
My dodgy cousin is a gifting guru. He was a cat whisperer last week. It's hard to keep up. I said, "How would you react if someone gave you edible underwear?" He said, "I wouldn't make a meal out of it." Hashtag hilarious.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. I'm still doing a nice steady line with the guard above in Bishopstown. I'm so mad for his hearty loving, you'd swear I was a woman from Killarney. I'm up and down to Cork like a yo-yo because apparently he turned into a pumpkin if he got up off his fat arse and come down here to visit me in Ballet Desmond. I don't mind the driving, truth to be told, although the city traffic is a fright. And didn't I have to call himself the other day to organise a Garda escort off the Kinsale Road roundabout after I'd been going around it for 1 hour and 25 minutes? Anyway, he rang just there and said, "Would you like to do Panna?" And I said, "Sorry, but I'm not into the old drugs." At which point he laughed and said, "It's Patrick Street, you daft bug woman. We'll have to teach you our ways here in the city. So, like, is there a book I could buy, tell me?" Rosaline, Ballet Desmond.
I told my neighbour about this and she told me that there's a book for Christmas aimed at cultures up for the day. I said, "What's it called?" She said, "Would you ever stop asking for directions to road to stores?"
"Come here, what's the story with shaving your beard off into run up to Christmas? I grew mine back 20 years ago when a beard meant you all well, dodgy. It got me loads of action from Skullvera ones who wanted to upset their mams by lobbing the gob with a dodgy fiend. No beard's a joke. You see them at trainee accountants from Clonmel in their Macchia, Peaky Blinder hats, tasting small glasses of craft beers instead of getting their gat on with a load of caring. Just to make it worse, the beard do be driving me crazy with the itch. I woke up last night and said, 'That's it. Enough's enough. I'm shaving it off, la.' The old doll says, 'Get back into bed there, you, you gormy langball. I spent over 100 notes on beard oil for you for Christmas. The beard stays or I go.' So, is that an abuse of my human rights over me own beard, like? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool."
My frenemy Clodagh rang yesterday and said, "My Ken shaved his beard off after I spent 150 quid on a top-end grooming kit. Do you know anyone who needs one?" I said, "Yeah, you." She's like a yeti.
We're watching each other like hawks on our WhatsApp group. Douglas wrote stunners who'd actually die if we were outgifted. D_I_NEVER_CHECK_MY_BANK_BALANCE said she still has nightmares about Emer Cronin Buckley posting a photo of the top D gave her for Christmas last year with the caption, hashtag thanks hon, hashtag thought that counts, hashtag you okay for cash. Next up, Erica_OldMoneyMerchantPrincess suggested we should cancel presents this year and give to charity. And I think they probably heard us laughing all the way over in Turner's Cross. Saz now like, "But we pay enough tax all year round to at least allow us Christmas to think of ourselves instead of others." Anyway, I'm thinking of doing a collage photo of the receipts for the presents I give to the girls this year, captioned with hashtag beat that suckers. Is that passive aggressive? Jenny, Douglas Road.
No, that's aggressive aggressive. My posh cousin has started a Christmas gift guide podcast for the officer class in Cork Society. It's called You've Been Spotted in TK Maxx, Now What? I said to her, "What are you giving your friends for Christmas?" She said, COVID-19. It's going to be very exclusive soon thanks to the vaccine. Hashtag posh people. Hashtag unpredictable.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.